It's The Met at 5 with Cecil Doyle, followed by Valerie Green with Harpistry at noon. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
It's Monday time. That means it's the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. Rocky McKeon and his group Ile Daniere have released a new EP. I guess you'd call it an EP or an album. It doesn't matter. It's five brand new tracks from the local ambassadors of new French rock and whatever they decide to throw into the mix. We'll hear a track from their new album called Blues de la Prairie. But to commence the week off, let's hear from the new Chris Robinson Brotherhood album, Big Moon Ritual. This is Rosalie, kicking off another week of Medicine Ball Caravan broadcasts.
The civil authorities have issued a required weekly test for all of Alabama, all of Arkansas, all of Iowa, all of Illinois, all of Kansas, all of Louisiana, all of Minnesota, all of Missouri, all of Mississippi, all of North Dakota, all of Nebraska, all of Oklahoma, all of South Dakota, all of Tennessee, all of Texas, and all of Wisconsin, beginning at 12:05 p.m. and ending at 1:05 p.m., KRVS. Test message E pause open cap EAS feed configuration test message.
Thinner, thought we getting high. It's the air getting thinner. So are we getting high? It's the air getting thinner. So are we getting high? It's the air getting thinner. Said so are we getting high? It's the air getting thinner. Are we getting high? It's the air getting thinner. Getting high, the air getting thinner. Are we getting high? The air getting thinner. Are we getting high? Rosalie, you little country thing, sure enough know how to make me smile. Like Django on my tambourine. Yeah.
sais bien qu'échapperai te dire la vie aujourd'hui peut pas être pire.
That's new from Il Denier, the French rock group fronted by Mr. Rocky, going with a tune called Blues de la Prairie. Rocky McKeon, the head of that group. They had a couple of tracks featured on the Cajun and Creole rock and roll album that was put out last year, En Francais, and now a full-fledged, I guess, EP/album entitled, self-titled, Il Denier. And we began the program this morning and the week's worth of broadcasts with the latest from Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Rosalie, taken from Big Moon Ritual, their latest album. It's 15 minutes past the hour. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Time to look at the weather for the listening area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected today. Mostly cloudy skies with a high of 86. Winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. A 50% chance of rain this afternoon, going down to about a 30% chance overnight. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with a low of around 72. More scattered showers and thunderstorms expected tomorrow, a high of 89. About a 30% chance of rain on Tuesday. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 78 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Advance tickets are currently available for the film, The Cane Fire, for the series called The Cane Fire Film Series. It'll be held this Saturday, June 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at Light Center. Light is located at 537 Cajun Dome Boulevard. A playlist for this and other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website as well. Simply head to www.krvs.org. Once there, you can take your choice of either checking out a playlist or an archive podcast. We usually keep at least 2 or 3 weeks worth of programs there and available anytime. Again, that's krvs.org. Patti Smith's latest release, Banga, hit the market last Tuesday. Been listening to that over the weekend. It's just one of her finest releases in quite some time. Actually, it's been 8 years since her last album of original material. But this is probably definitely my favorite album since 2000's Gung Ho, and this release may even be better than that. Patti's voice even sounding better and purer as age has falling upon Patti. She's 65 now. But sounding better than ever. We're going to hear a track called Amerigo, probably the only song that you'll hear on the radio today that will reference the famous explorer Amerigo Vespucci. But before we get to Patti Smith, let's listen to another couple of Smiths. Mindy Smith has a new album, self-titled, that is coming out on Giant Leap Records. We'll hear something called Pretending the Stars. And before Mindy Smith, how about some Chris Smither? Chris Smither's new album is called $100 Valentine. From it, this is called On the Edge.
You might let me know if you were feeling all right, or if you might be just a little low. It's like you almost had a lot to say, but if you don't, I guess it's still okay. You can make up your mind just like you make up your bed every day. Dancing on the edge of the stage, it won't be long before we fall. Mustache, a bigger nose. He does what he does, and it's easy because it's what he knows. He never needed a plan for life. He lives on that edge, and it cuts like a knife through the funny bone of his own little slice of life. Funny ain't a joke to him. It's the heart and soul of all he'll be. Small realized to the big surprise, it the funny thing happens to me. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's bound to fall short in the long run. It's just the Holy Ghost and the Holy Grail. That ain't a lot to keep you out of jail. I thought what they taught you in school wasn't made you the strong one. What about you here? What about you now? Who's pitching for the great I am? Okay, not so great. It's never too late to take a stand. To say I'm here, I belong. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. And if I don't want to move, I don't have to. What does that say to you? I got my star clothes on. They made of starry stuff. So am I. Boy, that should be enough to tell you where I came from. And where I'm going to tell you where I came from, and where I'm going to. We'll be right back.
Going to see the world. In this land, we placed baptismal fonts, and an infinite number were baptized. And they called us Karabi, which means men of great wisdom. Wisdom we had not, for these people had neither king nor lord, and bowed to no one, for they have lived in their own liberty. Where are you going, and are you going anywhere? Going in circles, going in circles, and saw and knew the inconstant shiftings of fortune. And now I write to you words that have not been written, words from the new world.
Tracing the circles, moving across my eyes. Lying on a ship and gazing at the western skies, tracing lazy circles in the sky.
Hey. Wake up. Wake up. To watch them dance, free of
sacrifice a romance, free of all the things that we hold dear. Is that clear, Your Excellency? And I guess it's time to go, but I gotta send you just a few more lines from the new.
Patti Smith with Amerigo, opening track to her brand new album, Banga. Before that, Mindy Smith with Pretending the Stars from her self-titled new album. It's not her first, but Mindy Smith back with a self-titled album on Giant Leap Records. And that set started off a few minutes ago with the second track from Chris Smithers' fine new release, $100 Valentine. We heard something called On the Edge. Here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry. Today it's an all-chorus show, and Valerie will be featuring a track from a recent album by the first female chora player from a griot family, Sona Chibarta. Also, several other great chora players from Africa coming up at 12 noon today, right here on Harpistry. Then at 1 o'clock, Andre Broussard brings you the best in soul and funk on the flip side, all here on KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles. We're going to get to another track from Patti Smith's fine new album, Banga. I was listening to this all over the weekend. It's just one of those few records that just hooks you and keeps you in from beginning to end. And, of course, I've got a long history with Patti Smith. I remember first hearing of Patti, there was just so much publicity 2 years prior to her first release that when the first album came out, it was almost an obligation. When Horses was first released back in, 1975 or 76, it was almost an obligation for any serious rock fan to at least check it out to listen to, because, she was being touted as the next Dylan. Of course, many people have been touted as the next Dylan, and her being, of course, the female Dylan. But Patti back with a brand new album of original material. Her last release was a few years ago, and it was basically an album of covers. And as far as Patti goes, she's always done covers, and has always done covers during her live performances. But it's like, do you want to listen to Dylan cover someone else's song? Patti's songs with Patti's voice are the real thing. We're going to listen to another track from Banga. This is called Mosaic.
Last night in Konya, a voice carried me. Did you hear it too? The oracle was written on a silver leaf. Read the words, did you read them too?
was a rapture in the mosaic sky.
sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, still be you and me. So today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. But thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me, I'm the only one. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea.
Thank you. From Led Zeppelin 2. Before that, Joe Walsh with the James Gang, with Ashes, The Rain and I, from the James Gang Rides Again, and that set began with Patti Smith's new one, Banga, and a track called Mosaic. Sir Paul McCartney turned 70 today. We've been playing tracks from the reissued, remastered album Ram. Let's listen to a track that never got much airplay from that release. This is Monkberry Moon Delight. Happy birthday. Happy 70th birthday. Oh, Jesus. I'm getting old. This is Paul McCartney.
into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something's happening here but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? Jacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax deductible charity organization. Been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is, Mr. Jones. Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? Into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Something's happening, but I don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? That's Bob Dylan from the legendary Highway 61 Revisited album and his track, The Ballad of a Thin Man. Tell you what, go to Wikipedia, enter Ballad of a Thin Man, and check out some of the, interpretations and other things that folks that he might have been singing about. Many people figure he was writing about critic Andy Gill, but there are many other interesting interpretations of this song that you can find if you wiki Ballad of a Thin Man. Before Dylan, Sir Paul McCartney, turning 70 years old today. Monkberry Moon Delight from the newly reissued version of his album Ram. Closes out this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan here on Public Radio. Caravan is produced live in Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Cecil.